Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. Hey, we're going to go over to Montevideo and talk to Deborah Lee Fader. Good afternoon, Deborah. How's it going?
Oh, it's nice to talk to you, Paul. It's really wonderful. Christmas is upon us. I'm so happy.
That's right. And you have a big event coming up this Friday in Montevideo, right?
Yes, we do. We have the Hometown Heroes Holiday Show. It'll be at Hollywood on Main, and that Main means Main Street, Hollywood Theater there. And it's Friday, December 2nd.
Yep. Awesome. You know, when you drive down Montevideo's Main Street, that Hollywood marquee, it's historical. It really stands out on Main Street, Montevideo, doesn't it?
It sure does. And right now I'm doing research. It's funny you mention that, because I'm doing research on trying to find out how many Hollywood marquees there still are all over the nation. And then also to find out the history of how it all got started under a Hollywood marquee, of course, out in Hollywood, L.A., California. So yep. I'm working on that right now, but that's a separate project. That's not the one we're doing with Hometown Heroes Holiday Show.
Yeah.
But I suppose I should just say to you that it's going to be a fantastic show. The doors open at 5:30 p.m. There will be food and beverages available. We also have door prizes for our show, which begins at 7 p.m. We will have a wonderful assortment of baked goods. We have a gift shop going. Jamie Niemeyer will be there with some of her artwork as well. And we'll do a mini sponsor award presentation. And people have been asking me, what the heck is a sponsor award presentation? We want to thank those who have been with us since the beginning of our Diversity USA organization, which is, of course, a 501c3 charity. And we just want to thank everybody. We have some awards to give out and just some acknowledgments to do as well within the show. So that's what that's about.
Okay. Awesome. So who's all in the show, Deborah Lee?
I guess I should tell you. I'll be there. I'm going to be singing some songs with Lee Canton. And, of course, he'll do his own tunes. Sandy Lynn Erickson will be helping me with passing out the awards and acknowledgments for everyone. Sandy Lee and Deb Barnes will be present. They are the gals that just, their harmonies are so incredible. And they're from New London, so they're kind of representing that side of central Minnesota for us. And I believe the Hepcats or a version thereof will be with us as well. And then we have a great new act that will be with us, and that is Norvikes. And this is the Sletten family. They have a new music store in Montevideo on Main Street. So they are excellent, as well as all of these other professionals that we have with us for this particular show. And, of course, Ruth Ann Lee will get up and she'll say a few words. She always does. And it's going to be just a great, great event. I hope people show up for this event. You know, it's been hard since we have had COVID all of these years. And what we've done is taken the past shows and put them on video so people had something to watch. And I also, of course, with you, had things on radio so people could listen to the music as well. We did what we could during that time period.
Right.
So this is our foray back into actually doing a live presentation, a live show. So we're looking forward to having people show up.
That's great. That's great, Deborah Lee. A lot of local musicians there. And if you're listening, you want to get in a holiday spirit, the Hollywood on Main in Montevideo, this Friday is the place to be. I understand you're going to have baked goods and the gift shop will be open too, huh?
Yeah. So we've got a lot of things for the gift shop. We've got wonderful door prizes. We have the baked goods, and they're from all over. We have a lot of baked goods that are homemade, and then we have some others where different bakeries have made them for us. So we're doing what we can to spread that sweet tooth Hollywood holiday spirit amongst us all. We're looking forward to it. Oh, and something else, people ask, what is, you know, what's the cost to go? It's always been $5.
Oh, wow.
$5. Yeah, it's very inexpensive. $5 just to help us keep the doors open for Ruth Ann. And then we also have people bring, with along with that $5, either a can of food or a non-perishable food item. So bring your, you know, bring your $5 and a can of food. We always come up with a lot of food for the community food shelves. And also we have a mitten tree. And a mitten tree is you purchase some mittens and you pin them on the tree. And we have family coats. So if you have a gently used coat of any kind that you might want to part with, bring that with you. And we have toys for kids. So if you have any toys that you'd like to pick up at a department store or any kind of a store in our area, you can bring that in and we'll make sure that it gets to the counties of your choice. So do what you can. We're doing what we can. And it's just one big charity event. It's the one event that we do every year. Have been doing it since 2010.
Okay. Oh, so, 2010.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great holiday show. Oh, boy, you know, I met Mary Slett, and you said the Norvikes are going to be there.
Yeah, and, they are.
Boy, they play a lot of different musical instruments, and they're a great couple.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to hearing her play the sax a little bit.
Yeah, she played the violin for me for a little bit when I was with her in the music store there, and she does a great job. So, of course, you're in the show too, Deborah Lee. You know,
oh, yeah.
I think we should tell our listeners a little bit about how did you get started in show business, Deborah Lee.
Well, I don't even know if you know this. I started with a polka band that's now in the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame. It was Dick Macko Orchestra, and then I also played with Jules Herman and his wife Lois Best for many years, and this is while I was in high school. So I started when I was 13 years old. I auditioned, and my parents and grandparents used to come and chaperone me all the time.
Wow.
And then from there I went to, I was with the Edgewater Eight, which is a very well-known group and statewide, and I was only 17 when I started with them. I just graduated from high school. So that's where I was. And after that, went 1 year of college to U of M for some generals. And then went out to San Diego and started being in shows and got my degree in music and voice at USIU, which was in San Diego. And we had all sorts of campuses all over the world. So I was going to USIU, and I spent a year in Mexico City at the campus down there. When I graduated from college, I went directly into the Lido de Paris in Las Vegas at the Stardust Hotel. So I spent many a year as a singing showgirl. Of course, I wore beautiful gowns and...
out in Vegas?
Nothing... Yeah, in Vegas, nothing too revealing because I was a singer.
Right.
And so I was leading in Lido de Paris, and then the career went on from there to many different venues in Las Vegas and on cruise ships and in Puerto Rico.
Wow.
Aruba. I did a lot.
Wow, what a career that is.
It was a great career. It really was. But it was time for me to start doing something else, and I decided I wanted to go into broadcasting. So came down here to Montevideo and started with KDMA, KMGM, and KKRC when they had KKRC.
Mm-hmm.
And I met my husband here, and the rest is history.
There you go. And you're mayor and everything.
Yeah, I was mayor money for, oh gosh, you know, over 8 years. It was it was just great, and I miss it so much. But,
yeah.
Of course, we are, we're retired now. So we're on Lake Minnewaska, but believe me, both of us spend an awful lot of time in Montevideo anyway.
Right. Yep.
That's our home. That's our hometown, guys, and I'll do whatever I can to try to spread some good cheer around Montevideo Christmas time, believe me.
All right. That's outstanding, Deborah Lee. Say, so tell us one last time, when is this Hometown Heroes Holiday Show, and give us the details once again.
Okay. The Hometown Heroes Show is on Friday, December 2nd at Hollywood on Main, which is downtown Montevideo. Doors open at 5:30. Bring along all of your mittens or family coats, toys for kids, and the admission is $5 and a non-perishable food item to get in the door, and we'll be glad to have you join us. It's going to be a great time. We have fantastic performers. We have Pep Cats, or a variation thereof, Sandy Lee and Bev Barnes, Lee Canton, Ruth Ann Lee will get up on stage, and of course, this brand new group and an exciting addition to the Montevideo Main Street with a music store is the Norvikes. So it's going to be a great evening, lots of professional entertainers for you, and looking so forward to getting back on that stage at the Hollywood. So people, come on out. You're going to have a great time.
All right. Thanks a lot, Deborah Lee, for the chat, and have a great show.
Okay. So we'll talk to you soon. Merry Christmas, and God bless.
Deborah Lee Fader with Hometown Heroes Holiday Show. And grab your friends. Make it a girls' night out. Grab your family. Come on over to Montevideo this Friday night, 5:30. The doors open at the Hollywood on Main in Montevideo.